Praise be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 5, from pride to humility. Mandi, warned by the prophet. When Daniel got the information by God about the interpretation of the dream, he started with the following. The meaning of the dream, your enemies, O king, they may experience it. But the king, he wanted to know, what is the meaning? I want to know it now. And in the end, Daniel told him the real meaning, the truth. The truth. You are the huge tree that will be cut. It's not easy to tell a mighty king that he will be cut, isn't it? But the king listened, and Daniel said, well, you have some bad marks of character. You have them developed in the meantime, and you should change these bad character habits. Otherwise, this will happen. You will be cut off. You will lose your mind. And you will live with the animals, with the beasts in the field. And you will lose your kingdom. The king was really shocked. Imagine losing your mind. Do you want that this will happen to you? Losing your mind? This is hard. This is something against your pride, isn't it? So, when the king heard this, he started changing his behavior. Because of his long reigning, being the king of Babylon, he had become a bad man. Because of his mighty kingdom, he had become so proud, so full of pride. His character development really bad. So he started changing it. Because Daniel told him, we read this in chapter 4, 24, it starts, where Daniel reminds him, change your behavior, change it. Now in this action of changing, it is something that's not so easy. Habits are strong. Once developed, they are habits. They live in you. And it's not so easy to change habits. And when you start changing, you may succeed for a while and then you're back in your old habits. If you experience this by yourself as well, it's easier to fall back in old customs than to develop new ones, isn't it? And the same happened with the king. 1 year, exactly, after he had this dream, the king as we can see it here, is on the terrace of his palace, looking down at the huge city of Babylon and telling them, all these inhabitants, look up to me, the mighty king, as I am. Is this not Babylon the great, which I have built for my honor? I. In this moment, he lost his mind and lost his kingdom. The ministers around discovered. We have to just dismiss him. It's impossible. He's crazy. What would happen now?